Hey everybody, welcome to the Faith for Life broadcast. I'm Matthew Elaria. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into today's teaching. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your word. We ask you today for revelation of your word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your word, to put it into practice and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. Lord, I thank you for giving them answers to questions, solutions to problems, grace and provision and help, and even a supply of the Spirit for the things they're facing in their lives. And I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, a few episodes back on the broadcast, we started a series that we're calling Thy Word is Truth. And in this series, we are discovering some very important and powerful truths about how things work in this life and how things work in the kingdom of God. And friend, it's been good so far. We're going to have another good broadcast today. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to John 17, and that's been our foundation text, John 17, 17. Jesus said there, he's praying to the Father, and he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so we established on the first broadcast that when God says something, if God says something, then that's the way it is. The word truth in that verse means it's certain, it's fact, it's free from error. Other words, other scriptures that use the word truth, they define the word truth as something that's stable, something that's certain, something that's established, something that is sure. Psalm 33:4 says, for the word of the Lord is right. Psalm 119:160 says, thy word is true from the beginning. Psalm 119:142 said, thy law is the truth. Psalm 119:151 says, thy commandments are truth. And then Psalm 18:30 says, the word of the Lord is tried. The word tried means that it's proven true. And so, friend, if God says something, then that's the way it is. God, what he says is law. That means it's been tested, it's been proven, and it is established truth. And so we've been talking some about spiritual law on the broadcast. And a spiritual law is a statement by God that a particular thing always occurs if certain conditions are present. And one of the ones we've been giving you a lot is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, that is spiritual law. Every time anybody anywhere seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, they're going to see all of their needs being met. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good news? And so these spiritual laws, these are truths that have been established by God, and they work. Why? Because God's word is truth. Whatever he says, that's the way it is. And so these things have been established by God and they work. Matthew 6:33 works. Romans 8:6, about to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. That works. And so what God has done is he has released and established spiritual law in the earth. And then he allows us to choose which side of these laws we're going to live on. And whatever side of these laws we choose to live on largely affects what we experience in our lives. So one of the truths that we've been sacred cows or religious truths, I shouldn't call it a truth because it's not, but one of the things that religion teaches that we've been banging up against in this teaching is this idea that God is controlling everything that happens to everybody. And friend, that is simply not the truth. God is not determining which laws that you set in motion in your life you are. Now, God is governing this realm by the laws that he set in motion. But after he released these laws and set them in motion, he allows man to choose. Found out last time on the broadcast in Deuteronomy 30, he said, I've set before you life and good, death and evil. And he's saying, if you want to enjoy the life and good, you got to follow me, you got to trust me, you got to obey me. If you turn away from me, then you won't enjoy the life and good. You'll enjoy the death and the evil. But he said in verse 19, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. And why was he recording the day against them? Because they were the ones that were going to choose whether or not they were going to have life and good or whether or not they were going to have death and evil. And the way they were going to choose life and good, they had to choose the law that would produce that in their lives. Praise the Lord. And so spiritual law, it's out there. It's working right now. It sits before all men all the time. And then we choose which side of the law we're going to live on. And I don't know about you, friend, but I'm going to stay on the side of spiritual law that's going to produce life, that's going to produce blessing, and it's going to produce victory in my life. And I know you are too. Praise God. Now, I want to look at a couple scriptures as we start today's broadcast. Proverbs 14, 12. And it says there, there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And then Acts chapter 2, verse 28 says this. It says, you have made known unto me the ways of life. And so I wanted you to grab hold of those two phrases, the ways of death in Proverbs 14, 12, and then the ways of life in Acts chapter 2 and verse 28. And friend, there are, in this life, there are laws, or ways, you could say, laws that will yield life and good and blessing. And then there are ways, there are laws that will yield death and the curse and evil. Ways of life, ways of death, laws of life, laws of death. And if you want to enjoy life and blessing and good, then you got to get involved in the laws that will produce that. If you don't want to experience death and evil and the curse, then you got to stay away from laws that would produce that in your life. I wanted to read you some laws of life, laws of death. Romans 8, 6, we've referenced it a lot already in this series, but it says there, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In that verse, they're revealing to you laws that will produce life, laws that will produce death. If you are carnally minded, if you think on the wrong stuff, it's going to yield death in your life. But if you think on the right stuff and think in line with what God told you to, it'll produce life and peace. And so you can see there are laws that you can set in motion that will tend to life. There are laws that you can set in motion that tend to death. In Proverbs 11:24, it says this, there is he that scatters and yet increases, and there is he that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tends to poverty. The liberal soul will be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered too. Those verses are revealing to us some laws of life, some laws of death. If you're stingy and you're not a giver, then you're gonna end up in poverty. You're not gonna have what you need. But if you're liberal in your giving and you're generous, you'll have what you need in abundance. We can see there again, ways of life, ways of death. Being stingy, not being a giver, those are laws, those are ways that are going to produce death in your life. Being generous, being a giver, being somebody that's looking to bless, those are laws, those are ways that will produce life and good and blessing in your life. If you're carnally minded, that's a law, that's a way that will produce death in your life. If you're spiritually minded, that's a law, that's a way that will produce life and peace in your life. Galatians 6, 8 says, he that sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So there again, we have some more ways of life, ways of death. Come on, if you live in the flesh, if you live governed by the flesh, that's going to produce death in your life. If you follow the Holy Spirit, and if you're led by the Spirit, that'll yield life and good and blessing in your life. Praise the Lord. Come on, say it with me today as you're watching the broadcast. Ways of life, ways of death. Proverbs 13:3 says this, he that keeps his mouth keeps his life. He that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. And so here again, we got some more ways of death. What is a way of death? Just saying anything and everything that comes to your head, being loose with your words. Well, see, those are laws and ways that are going to produce death in your life. But if you watch what you say and make sure that you say things that are in line with God's word, if you do that, if you keep your mouth and watch what you say, you actually protect yourself from these bad things that can come in your life. And so I got some more I could read. We don't have to read all of them, but all throughout the Bible, God reveals to us ways or laws of life and ways and laws of death. And these are, friend, these are established truths. These are not pretend things. A lot of times people read the Bible and they're like, well, I read it for encouragement. Well, praise God. I mean, I get encouraged when I read it, but this is not just encouragement. And it certainly isn't just God encouraging you. You know, you really shouldn't walk in the flesh. You know, you should, you know, try to walk. That's not what's going on here. This is established truth. If you live in the flesh and live governed by the flesh and you don't repent, you're going to experience destruction. If you open up your mouth and speak death and speak evil, you're going to experience destruction. And this is God revealing these things to you. And what God is saying is, hey, be spiritually minded. Walk and live by the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Live and be led by the Spirit. And watch what you say and make sure you say things that are in line with what I say about you. The reason God is telling you that is not just to kind of encourage you. He's trying to get you and I to live on the right side of these laws so that we can miss out on evil and the curse and so that we can live on the right side of these laws and enjoy His blessing and the good things that He wants us to enjoy. Praise the Lord. And so God, in Deuteronomy 30, we read last time on the broadcast, God set before them, He said, I've set before you both life and death, both good and evil, both blessing and cursing. And the way that He set those things before them was He set some laws before them that would produce those things. And He said that if you love me and walk in my ways and keep my commandments, you'll live prosperously and I will bless you. Well, see, that is the law of life and good. Love me, walk in my ways, keep my commandments, and you'll live prosperously, and I will bless you. Though that is the law of life and good. But there was another law in those verses, and the Lord said this, if you turn your heart away from me and don't listen to me and worship other gods and serve them, you will perish. Well, that's the law of death and evil. Now, what you experience in your life is going to be determined by which law you choose to live by. The law of life and good are the law of death and evil. But God set, He set the blessing and the good and the life before them. And He set the evil and the death and the curse before them by setting the laws before them that would produce those things in their lives. And so one thing that the Holy Spirit is always endeavoring to do in our lives is He is endeavoring to get us to live on the side of these laws that will lead to our prosperity and our success. You see, the Holy Spirit isn't just trying to keep you from sinning because God doesn't like sin. He's trying to keep you from sinning because God doesn't like it when His people are cursed and not prospering. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His people. And the reason God doesn't want you to sin and get on the wrong side of spiritual law is not just because it's vile, not just because it's immoral, it's because it will rob you of the good and the prosperity that He wants you to enjoy because He loves you. And so these nudges and these promptings from the Holy Spirit so often are endeavoring to, is the Holy Spirit endeavoring to get us to live on the right side of these laws so that we can enjoy prosperity and success. And on the other end of that, one of the big things that the devil is trying to do is he's trying to get you to live on the wrong side of spiritual law. And it's not just because he likes sin and immorality. John 10:10 said he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the only thing that satisfies his aching soul is when he sees destruction and death and hurt come on people. And so what he wants to do is he wants to inspire you to get on the wrong side of spiritual law, because he knows if he can, he doesn't have to do anything else in your life. The law itself will produce the bad and the hurt and the pain that he wants to see happen in people's lives. And so he's trying to get you to live on the wrong side of the law, because he knows the law works. He knows if you turn away from God and don't listen to God, you won't prosper and you won't be blessed. He knows if you're loose with your words and just say anything, that you'll experience destruction. See, the devil knows spiritual law, and all he's trying to do is get you on the wrong side of it, and then from there on out, that law will do the work and bring the bad in your life. If you live on the right side of it, it'll do the work and bring the good in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, Proverbs 1, and we're going to look here at verse 22, and we'll stay here the rest of the time on today's broadcast. But what are we talking about on today's broadcast? We're talking about that there are ways of life, there are ways of death, there are laws that you can get involved in that will tend to life, that will produce good, that will produce blessing in your life. And then there are things you can do, laws, ways, that will yield death and destruction and the curse. Spiritual laws set before us right now. And these ways of life, these ways of death sit before us. And what's going on is the Holy Spirit is endeavoring to get you on the right side of these laws. The devil's trying to get you on the wrong side of these laws. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy, but he can't do that in your life if you don't get involved in laws that will produce that in your life. And the Holy Spirit wants to see you prosper and have success, but He can't help you prosper and have success if you're on the wrong side of spiritual law. And so He's endeavoring to get you to live on the right side of spiritual law. He's endeavoring to get you to seek first the kingdom of God, to be spiritually minded, to respect the Word and honor the Word so that you prosper and have success. Praise God. Now, Proverbs 1:22 and... starting here in verse 22, it says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge?" Verse 23, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you and I will make known my words unto you." Verse 24, "Because I have called and you refused, and I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel. You would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as a desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they will not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof." Verse 31, "Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil." Now, I know we read a lot of verses there, but those verses give us a lot of light And they give us a lot of, or help us to gain a lot of concept into truly how things work and how spiritual law works, and truly why a lot of people experience the things they do in their lives. Now, what was going on here is you have a group of people who have some laws of death in motion in their life, laws of destruction. Not laws of life and good, but they got laws of death and evil in motion in their lives. What do they do? And the scripture said they hated knowledge. It said that they were unrepentant. How did the scripture say it? It said, you would have none of my reproof. In other words, God came to correct them about stuff. They didn't want to hear any of that correction. They rejected wisdom. And then in verse 29, it said they hated knowledge and they did not choose the fear of the Lord. And so you got people that reject wisdom, they hate knowledge, they won't repent, and they don't fear God. Well, these people have some laws in motion. And laws attached to the laws have results that those laws are going to produce. And so God told him, he said, I reached out my hand, I tried to help you, you wanted nothing to do with me. Okay, well, if you choose laws that govern death and destruction, then don't be shocked when death and destruction show up in your life. And so the laws they set in motion produce this destruction in their lives. I want to read these verses to you again. It talked about up in verse 25, you set at naught my counsel, you didn't want any of my reproof. And then in verse 27, the Lord says, when your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, he said, then you'll call upon me, but I won't answer. You seek me, but you won't find me. And verse 29 said this, for means because, or this is why all this is happening, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Now, did you see the phrase in verse 31? Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way. And that friend right there, that phrase right there, is how spiritual law works. Like it or not, you are going to eat the fruit of your own way. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be perfect where these things are concerned. Doesn't mean you have to, you know, never say the wrong thing or, you know, always be spiritually minded. It's not that you have to be perfect. If you miss it, you need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you, and you need to make an adjustment. I mean, if you've been carnally minded for a few days, you need to get off it. You need to repent. You need to make an adjustment, because if you stick with that carnal minded stuff, it's going to produce death in your life. So you want to get back on the spiritually minded side of life. Romans 8:6, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So it doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. But generally speaking, you are going to eat the fruit of your own ways. And if you practice walking and living in the flesh, not following God, opening up wide your lips and just saying anything that you want to say all the time, not seeking first the kingdom of God, not honoring God, not prioritizing His things, if you live that kind of life, you're going to eat the fruit of your ways. And it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. There's a lot of Christians that live pretty much just like I described to you. Well, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways, and you're going to see destruction and hurt come in your life. And when you do, the last thing you need to be doing at that point is blaming God for it. Because that scripture said down there in verse 31, it didn't say anything about God doing anything to them. It said they will eat the fruit of their own way. In other words, they chose to get involved in laws that govern death, and now they're going to eat it. And God, when it comes to His people, God gets no pleasure in His people experiencing destruction and living on the wrong side of these laws. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His people. But God didn't do this to them. I want you to read this as we're closing today's broadcast in verse 32. It says, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them. The word simple is talking about the foolish. For the turning away of the foolish is what slayed them, not God. God wasn't the one doing this to them. What slayed them was they turned away from God. They got involved in laws that govern death, and that's what brought destruction in their lives. And so, friend, you will eat the fruit of your own ways. But hey, let's not leave the broadcast on a low note. Let's leave it on a high note. If you get on the right side of spiritual law and you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you're, you know, spiritually minded and you're fearing God and respecting His word, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. And it's going to be good fruit. It's going to be blessing fruit. It's going to be victory fruit. Praise the Lord. And so that's why it's so important you understand spiritual law, but then you choose to live on the right side of it, because when you do, His word is truth. And if He said, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness and all these things will be added unto you, then you can take it to the bank. If you do what He says, you're going to see the result that He said would come from doing what He says. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You today for helping us to understand spiritual law, understand how things work. And Lord, we continue to ask You in faith, help us to live on the right side of spiritual law so that we can enjoy the good things that You have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back next time, because we're going to continue this powerful series entitled, Thy Word is Truth, and you don't want to miss what's next. We'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you, and they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.
Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries and the members of North Smoke Church. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today and help us take the message of faith to this generation.